The EPA is now telling BP to change the chemical dispersants. The government agency wants BP to choose something less toxic now. CNN's Ed Lavandera has more on one alternative that is all ready to go.
Hundreds of containers are just sitting here in the Houston sun. To some, it's just another example of the mismanagement of the oil spill. The containers are full of a chemical dispersant called Seabrat-4. Why is it sitting here and not in the ocean instead? No one really knows, especially since BP's on record as saying it would use the stuff.
We also have a second product now identified to use called Seabrat-4, which we'll begin introducing into the process as well.
That's what BP said almost a week ago, but we found the Seabrat-4 just sitting here in an industrial park outside of Houston, Texas. You're looking at it, almost 100,000 gallons of the less toxic dispersant. Guess who ordered it? BP did, on May 4th, almost 3 weeks ago.
This is Seabrat. It's in totes, ready for delivery.
John Sheffield is president of the company that makes Seabrat-4.
You think it's weird that the stuff's just sitting here in the Houston area?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know. I think something's intentionally trying to stop us from getting our product in the water.
EPA and Coast Guard officials say there's nothing stopping BP from using Seabrat-4. Sheffield says that by now, he could be making 50 to 100,000 gallons of dispersant a day. But a BP spokesman will only say the company had to use what was readily available and stockpiled, and it has been asked to find alternatives to the current dispersant corrects it, and that's what they're in the process of doing. Getting a direct answer is even hard for Congress to get, as they grilled BP executive Lamar McKay this week about the issue.
Who decided which dispersant to use? BP?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know the individual who decided which.
I didn't ask the individual. Was it the BP who decided, or was it the government who decided, or the National Incident Command?
I don't know.
Could you find out for us, please?
Yes.
Easier said than done. There's still no word on who's making that call, while 100,000 gallons of potential help sits hundreds of miles away.